What is a safe amount of alcohol that you can consume every week with no additional health risks? 2 standard drinks per week, 3 to 6 standard drinks per week, 7 standard drinks per week, or none of the above?
I feel like the answer is no alcohol.
Yeah, I feel like the no additional health risks.
But okay, but you might be right. But that old saying that went, a glass of red wine a day,
right?
So if red wine's good, 1 glass a day, then that means there is a safe level of alcohol to drink, no?
You're listening to the Public Health Insight Podcast, your go-to space for all things public health and global health. From the Sustainable Development Goals to the social determinants of health, as well as interesting dialogues about the diverse career opportunities that exist in these fields. Remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, so other people like you can benefit from our content.
Before we move on, it is important to note that the views expressed in this podcast are our own and do not necessarily represent any of the agencies or organizations we work for or are affiliated with.
Season's greetings, everyone. My name is Gordon, and I'm here with LaShawn and the rest of the Dream Team, Purva and Bindra. And in this episode, we'll do a little bit of a chit-chat about some festive holiday traditions, our specific cultures over the holidays, and a little bit sprinkled throughout the episode, we'll try to talk about public health, but it's really about the holidays. Let's start off by talking about how you celebrate the holidays. I know there's some religions and cultures where holidays just a period of the year where work slows down and you might be off from work. But there's some cultures that actually have specific traditions during the holidays. Anyone care to share what they do over the holidays typically?
Yeah, for us with Diwali and I'm Gujarati as well. So we have our New Year's right after Diwali. So that's usually October or November, depending on what the lunar calendar looks like that year. So this year, I think the festive season started in like September all the way up until beginning of November. And
2 months of celebration, Tay?
Yeah, and then we roll into Christmas. So it's a very busy time all the way from like the end of the summer up until the new year. But yeah, lots of getting together with family, eating lots of good food. I feel like Bindra probably goes through the same stuff. We're always in the kitchen cooking things, so yes. It's a good experience. It's fun.
So Bindra, do you go through the same stuff?
Yes, I'm the same background as Purva, so we basically celebrate the same traditions. And I feel like for me, I always associate the holidays with just family time. Like, it's downtime from work. It's just spending more time with family and, yeah, eating good food.
Oh, and dressing up.
And dressing up, yeah.
So fun.
LaShawn.
Yeah, I would say spending time with the family, eating food, and for some reason, you know, watching Home Alone.
The movies. Like a tradition. Oh, I should have had a question about
What are your favorite, like, holiday movies?
It has to be Home Alone. Home Alone, The Grinch, Elf. Those three, top three.
Wow, you watch movies?
You know I do, Gordon. Really? You gave me some good recommendations.
Okay.
I watched Elf for the first time when I was an undergrad.
And?
It was all right. I think there's better holiday movies out there.
I was not a fan of the Elf either, but Home Alone, I feel like I've watched it a million times.
Home Alone is so good.
Great, hits the spot every single time.
What about The Grinch?
I do like The Grinch. It's
good.
Yeah, it is good.
I feel like but I think what you're saying here is there's some rewatchable qualities that you factor in. And I think Home Alone is just rewatchable, like every year. The Grinch, it's a little bit too hectic for me sometimes. It's too, like, homey serious.
Too Christmassy.
Yeah, and then obviously the Elf, sometimes you have to be in the mood for Will Ferrell, you know?
Okay.
So I also watched The Holiday a lot. Have any of you guys watched
that? Yes, I love Sounds The Holiday. Familiar.
Who's in that?
That's a good question. I'm really bad with names. But it's the one where they switch houses for the holiday season. So like the girl that's in LA goes to like the English like countryside, and the girl in the English countryside comes to LA. And it's like this cute like little rom-com, but also like find yourself type of vibe. It's very cute.
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but is it the one with all the star actors in there?
There's like
2013 comes to mind, but When did it come out?
I don't think there's all the star
actors. Isn't Cameron Diaz one of them?
I can't remember. I think
the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think Cameron Diaz is the one of the girls. She's the one that's in L.A. All right, we'll Google it.
For those, if you know what we're talking, if you know what Perver is talking about, and you're listening to this somewhere where you can make a comment, please let us know who's in there and if you like that movie. My take over the holidays, specifically during December, Christmas time, my birthday is 10 days before Christmas. So I had a little bit of a love-hate relationship competing with Christmas for a while until I figured it out. So I started to, instead of getting two gifts, I started to ask my parents for like a really nice, high-quality gift around Christmas time.
Dang.
And you could skip my birthday. So that strategy led to a couple gaming consoles, a couple cool things.
Okay.
So that, yeah, so I carried on the tradition with my wife and she knows what's up too and get some nice stuff for Christmas.
That's Gordon's tradition for the holidays.
And I know, yeah, I know you also do the Christmas tree thing, right?
Yeah, so I'm Christian by background. So Christmas tree, my wife's as well, Christmas tree. I don't do any of that stuff anymore. She does all that. But she does make me hang up the lights. So I asked ChatGPT to help me out with how to make that more efficient. But that wasn't very...
I have a suggestion.
That wasn't very successful. What's the suggestion, Perva?
Just don't take them down.
Nah, she doesn't like that. It's too tacky.
Oh, I keep them on all year.
Her pet peeve is actually houses that still have Christmas lights on in like March. So I won't get away with that.
We do that.
Yeah, I never take them down.
Yeah,
all year round.
Like, they usually come down in like February. However, they're for like 3 months.
However, there are some like discreet type lights that are not as obviously seen, but they're very bright and Christmassy that we might look into in the future. But I'm weighing the cost benefit of, really, it's a hassle of my life 2 days a year out of 365 to put them up, take them down. So is it worth like trying to do too much about it? I don't know.
Fair.
Not too
well,
sure.
We kind of keep our lights up for Diwali too. So we keep them on like October. And
oh,
stuff.
Right. It'll be up longer.
So
yeah,
so we just keep them because we have the, we don't do a lot of like colorful big things. Like the other decorations, we take them down after Christmas, but we have just like the bright yellow warm lights that just stay up on our house because we got them like, what's it called, like permanently like nailed in and stuff, and it's too much work to take them at home.
Let's talk about food though, because that's probably the most important thing. Give us some inside scoops on the cultural foods. If I was so to partake in the festivities in your culture, what would you recommend that I try or eat?
Geez, I feel like each family tends to have their own like batch of foods, like the Diwali foods that they make. There's usually what you make for the Diwali, it's only ever made at Diwali. Like we don't really make it anytime of the rest
seasonal.
Of the year round. Yeah, super. And that's why it was when I mentioned earlier, we're just in the kitchen. It's because we're making stuff, like so much of it, because you eat it for like the entire festive season. Like I'll have it for breakfast or snacks. And they're usually like fried, like snacks type of things. So one of them is like suvari, which is sesame seeds with a little bit of sugar and flour. It's like very like thin crisps that you just like fry them. They're really good. And then another one is ghugra, which is...
I love those.
Yeah, they're so good. And usually it's just like a filling, like mixed nuts that are like ground up, filled, and then like some sugar and stuff. And then you... They kind of look like dumplings or pierogies, but you fold them up and then you fry those as well. Those are really good. What do you guys make, Bindra? I feel like every family makes different stuff.
Yeah, similar stuff. I feel like it's usually just fried snacks.
Yeah.
And like my mom, she'll make a huge batch of like fried snacks. And there's just so many different types. And like every day, I feel like it's like for like a week or 2 weeks, every day we'll like get together as a family and like eat all these snacks together in the morning. It's like one of my favorite parts of Diwali season, because she never really makes it at any other time throughout the year. It's like usually around this time. And then we're all just like munching literally throughout the day.
Throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like, you have an extra seat at the table, Perva?
I will come drop Bindra? Some.
Feel free to join.
Can I come through?
Anytime.
Absolutely. We'll come and drop off like little care packages too, because we like go around to people's houses and give them the stuff we make as well. So
even outside of the postal code? 2 hours away or a couple? Well, no, you're
Gordon,
your parents are in,
we're in
you're
London.
In London. Okay.
We'll make the trip just for you.
Right. I know LaShawn isn't making anything, but he's eating something.
Yep.
So what are you eating, LaShawn?
Honestly, whatever's there. No, like it's different. It depends on, you know, if we're going out, if we're hosting, But, you know, there's some sort of chicken dish, some sort of rice dish. Call it a day, you know?
I will say I want to go to like a really classic Christmas dinner. Like, you know, like I feel like they're very similar to the Thanksgiving dinners where there's like chicken or turkey and like stuffing and cranberry. I've never had that. I really want to go to one day.
Interesting. Because I feel like that's what I, well, except minus the turkey. Not a fan of turkey.
PHI Christmas dinner. Let's go.
Yeah, that's typically what my Christmases look like. Just super traditional. Roasted chicken. Oh. I mean, ham, pork.
Wait. Gordon, chill. What about the rum cake type stuff?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Whoa, isn't what do you mean we'll get to that? When are we talking I don't about make that?
We're talking about food.
We're talking about that. Let's go.
Drinks. Yeah, no, there's Jamaican. Yeah, so in Jamaican culture, specifically around Christmas time, you're looking at ham. Ham is a must. And we like the ham where it's like all the fat and stuff's there. You can kind of put the lines in it, put cloves, pineapple, cherries, roast it. Wow. Nice and juicy. Roasted chicken as well. Good part of it too. And for desserts, like the sweet stuff, we're looking at rum cake. Oof. So rum cake, there's a couple different things. There's fruit cake, which is a more dense kind of black cake where they use like red wine and rum, red label wine. Very nice. You can eat it with ice cream. Very, very, very nice. And then there's like the more fluffy vanilla style rum cake that has like rum infused into it. And that's also very nice.
How long do you let the rum sit in there for?
No, I don't make it. I don't bake. So I cook like food.
So you're an eater too?
Yeah. I make the food for the main course meal. And then the veggies and the baking can go to the rest of the family.
Gordon, do we get invited sometime? Like, I want to be there for this.
Okay.
I just said I've never. Okay. My family and I, we get together Christmas Day, but we always do like a breakfast, like brunch type of thing with my cousins. So we don't do the Christmas dinners. We do like Christmas brunches. Mm-hmm. And
we do Boxing Day brunches. When leftover Christmas.
Fair. Mm-hmm. So we usually like meet up, either my cousins come over and we'll do like a big brunch and then open presents together. So that's like what we do on Christmas Day, but I really want to go to a traditional Christmas dinner.
Okay. I'll keep that into account. I mean, we're trading. I mean, you're bringing some little dessert stuff.
Those are my favorite part of the holidays. I love baked goods, like gingerbread cookies, anything sweet. I only enjoy it during Christmas time, not any other time of the year, because I'm not really a sweet person. But when it comes to the holidays, I love any sort of like cookies, baked goods. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So speaking of traditional, this is an easy one. We're going to do a little Insight Blitz holiday edition here. You ready for it?
No.
Ooh.
Not ready.
Just one question for them. Just one question. This is simple. Perva kind of walked her way into it there. So, which holiday dish is rich in antioxidants and is known for its deep red color? So, the options are Christmas ham, which I really like, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, gingerbread cookies. I know you like those.
Guys, I think it's some mashed potatoes.
You never seen little red potatoes before?
Cross them out. I go B.
Come.
Cranberry
sauce. Cranberry sauce. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll go with cranberry sauce. And that is the correct answer.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Whoa.
One for one.
We know everything about food.
So, whoa, hold on. Tell me what antioxidants do then.
Yeah, so the antioxidants are the healthy stuff, you know? That's already. they're often found in berries.
Okay.
And they it's got like anti-aging properties. You remember the homie reactive oxygen species?
ROS?
Right, in neutrophils.
Okay. Didn't that kill other cells and stuff?
Yeah, but it kind of like tells the homie to chill a little bit.
Okay, I understand.
Right.
Nice.
So you don't produce too much.
I heard when you, the more you exercise, doesn't it produce more antioxidants?
Something like that? So like repair, promotes like repair, cellular repair and stuff. Yeah. You know the homie neutrophils make bleach?
Yeah, they have to do what they can do.
Yeah, your cells make bleach. Yeah. Did you know that?
Fact check.
No, it makes bleach.
Gordon's making up full facts right now.
Yeah. Neutrophils? Right.
Okay,
You know the innate immune system?
If you say so.
Right. All right.
We believe you.
Speaking of the innate immune system, let's
this
talk about...
This is Biochem with Gordon.
Right. No. That's the extent of my knowledge right now. So this is something else that some people like to partake in, and some, for cultural reasons, maybe are not involved in this. But let's talk about alcohol. Alcohol is a key part of, in my culture, specifically, there's a drink called sorrel. It's from a hibiscus-type plant that gets extracted. And it produces like a red juice type thing. And then Jamaicans like to add a little rum and stuff to it to make it even more alcoholic. And so it's got a nice kick. It leaves a lot of smiles on people's faces over the gatherings. But speaking of that, what is a safe amount of alcohol that you can consume every week with no additional health risks? 2 standard drinks per week, 3 to 6 standard drinks per week, 7 standard drinks per week, or none of the above?
I feel like the answer is no alcohol.
Yeah, I feel like the no additional health risks.
But okay, but you might be right. But that old saying that went, a glass of red wine a day,
right?
So if red wine is good, 1 glass a day, then that means there is a safe level of alcohol to drink, no? Per day?
I say 2 standard drinks per week.
2 standard drinks per week.
Wrong.
Yeah, I go D.
I swayed you.
We did we do an episode
direction.
On this, Gordon?
Right.
And so what's guidelines the answer come out and they're like, nah,
zero.
Nothing. Don't do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then first, the reason that article talked about.
So I was right this whole time.
Yeah. So we were both right.
Yeah. I purposely led you astray. To
wow.
Make
rude.
It not as obvious as an answer.
I'm signing off.
Signing off. Peace.
Right.
So basically, yeah, zero. Canada published a low risk drinking guidelines recently, and there was no safe level of alcohol that could be consumed that they would recommend. Obviously, we have an episode on it, and they talked about why that's problematic to frame it that way. Mm-hmm. They talked about there's certain cultures where alcohol is a key part of bringing people together. So it's like a risk, like,
balancing,
you know, that social interactions is a protective factor, but the substance of alcohol itself does no good for the body. But like, who are we to say what culture should do or shouldn't do? So it kind of walked through a lot of those things, but health wise, for like a chronic disease perspective, there's no safe level of alcohol that you can consume. But they consider 2 standard drinks or less, the low risk type of drinking behavior.
So, and it's different for men and women, right? Or is it?
You might be right.
Yeah, I think it had something in there.
Yeah, like there's some caveats there. Mm-hmm. But I think on average, it's 2 standard drinks per week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good to know.
The other thing too, so there's some people, we haven't talked too much about like the outdoors. I don't know anything about that because I stay inside. I have my little sister who likes to go ice skating, and I'll go out with her once in the winter and that's it. And I'm done. So I don't know too much about what's out there.
Gordon hibernates.
On a tangent, you should be active in the winter as well. Don't listen to Gordon.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But there's things that you could do, like setting up a treadmill at your workstation to stay active. You know, I know some people do that.
Eating apples while you're on your treadmill.
Eating apples while on treadmill in your office is probably the most healthy set of behaviors you can ever do.
I'm on Team Pringles. Don't worry, Pervo.
Pringles. And the last one for Insight Blitz for now is, do you need to wear sunscreen in the winter? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, because there's no sunshine.
You need to wear sunscreen all the time, every day.
Even if you're indoors, Gordon.
No.
Even if it's cloudy.
You're telling me if I don't have windows, I need to be wearing that?
You do have windows, though.
Nah. Nah.
Unless you're living in a box with no exposure to the outdoors.
Nah.
This is the other part of the anti-aging, addition to antioxidants. Mm,
that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk about that, Perva?
Oh, okay, yes. Sunscreen is one of the best anti-aging like habits, proper like things you can do in order to avoid aging. Not avoid, minimize the signs of aging. It's also just really good for skin health.
Yeah
and skin cancer prevention as well.
Right.
Exactly.
I think the little wrinkles things that people get, I think that's a lot of that sun damage when you're older.
And sunspots and things
like that. Yeah, sunspots. Right, right. So, yeah, you got it. Even driving, right? Sometimes the sun's hitting you through the window.
Also, the sun in the winter is a lot harsher, too, because it bounces off the snow. Mm. So
what we're saying is that we need to wear sunscreen in the winter as well?
Yes, you do.
You should make more of an effort than you do now to do it.
Side question. Should LaShawn be putting sunscreen on his head?
On the top of his head? Or wear a hat? He wears hats. He wears hats.
Yeah, you gotta be protected every way, you know?
Yeah, he wears hats.
But that's interesting, too, because when we're talking about the winter season, there's less visible sunshine coming through, but also we know that seasonal affective disorder is a thing, and one of the things you can do on a day-to-day level is open up your windows more and get exposure to some light. So it kind of goes hand in hand with sunscreen.
Talk to your doctor about some vitamin D too.
What I'm hearing is Gordon needs to get outside more in the winter.
Yeah, I probably need to take some vitamin D as well. This brings us to the end of our Holiday Insight Blitz. Now back to our regular scheduled programming for now. Let's talk about, as we work our way towards the end here, with some holiday festivities and customs and games. So you mentioned that I think everyone here in some shape or form gets together with their family over the holidays, and anywhere from late fall through to the winter, depending on what you're celebrating. Are there any fun games that you'd recommend that you play when you're at these social gatherings?
Just Dance.
Just Dance. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a little bit hectic, no? What if you ate and you're full? No, it's trying to jump up and down and stuff, you know?
In that case, actually, my cousins and I, for the last, I think, 4 years, we've gotten into the tradition of playing Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, no. Yeah. Family-friendly? Like, with all the family?
No, just my cousins and my brother and I. The parents don't get to be involved in those games.
Right. Dang. Yeah, it's a bit hectic sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monopoly is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, Monopoly?
Not really.
It's too long.
Yeah, I feel like Monopoly never ends. For me, I feel like not really a game, but a tradition. I always do a Secret Santa with my friends and family as well.
Is that not stressful? Like, find a gift and how much money and this?
Not really. I don't know. I feel like I've gotten used to it. It's like I always look forward to it. It's like a fun part of the year.
You got the gift already, didn't you?
This time, I usually plan early, but this time, no, I haven't.
Same. I haven't done most of my Christmas shopping yet.
I feel like usually I'm like very on top of it, but
I did mine
I've had no time.
For the most important person a couple weeks ago, and I'm good.
Was it your puppies?
Trick question. That's a nice trick question, Perva. That's a nice trick one.
Yeah, but I love Secret Santa.
Yeah,
do you do the one where you could steal presents, Bindra?
White elephant?
Yes.
No, I haven't. I've done that at work before, but not with my friends, no.
Gifts are too stressful. I just like to buy one for my wife and call it a day, you know?
I will say, like, this year I find that the gift giving has been so much more stressful because of just how expensive everything is. And inflation. I try and usually do things during Black Friday, but the Black Friday was
Black Friday was super.
Black Friday was not it this year. Was not engaging in it, and I was now it's like December 10th on the day of my recording, and I have only one Christmas present for like out of the 10 people I need to buy things for.
No.
Yeah, it's been hectic.
I also feel like we only do Black Friday now, and there's no more Boxing Day deals. Like I feel like there's never any sales that go on anymore.
Yeah,
everything is just too expensive.
I need a new TV. If anyone sees one on sale, let me know.
Boxing Day. Okay. LaShawn, you get your gifts? You done?
No, I'm a last minute shopper. But
yeah, LaShawn does strike me as a last minute shopper regardless of the economy.
But like thoughtful gifts, don't get me wrong, but usually last minute, it takes a while for me to just think of something that works, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
what are you getting me this year, LaShawn?
I'm going to get you. What should I get you?
Get me the TV. I just
get you the TV.
Also.
How many inches? 32?
Sponsored by PHI.
32?
Right.
40?
TBD. I'll let you know.
You got to have those answers ready, Purva.
You're right. You're correct.
You got to be missed right
opportunity.
There. Okay.
Wait, you, Gordon, you're only getting presents for your wife?
I start there and then I kind of...
And there?
It's too much, man. It's too much.
How long does it usually take you to pick out a gift?
I mean, she's pretty... Throughout the year, she's giving me hints on specifically what she wants. So I just make a note of them and then...
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
I'm like, I'm going to buy your gift now. So if there's one that you want, now's the time to say that. And if not, I just pick from my list. That's pretty much it.
Nice.
Our family, we do some gift stuff. Like the way we typically would do it in our family is like Boxing Day, we go out together. And then we just say, yo, I want that sweater. And then the mom would buy it or dad like, dad, what do you want? And we do that. It's not too serious for us. That kind of thing.
I like that. Keep it light.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you have any requests for presents this year?
What's that?
Did Gordon have any requests?
Yeah, shoes. Shoes.
Shoes.
Air
Jordans?
Air Force ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
What about you, LaShawn?
I mean, I just bought myself what I wanted, so.
I do that too.
Yeah.
When you're all grown up making your own money, you just buy what you want. But that's the
thing. It's true, though. It hits different, right? It's like back then, you're just like, yeah, I wish I had this. And then we're in the position now that we're making some money, some public health dollars. And buy what
we want. Speaking of those gifts. Okay, I'm imagining even as a child, you're opening up your presents and you're like, oh, am I going to get what I want? And then you get what you want and then you're so happy. Okay, you thought we were done with Insight Blitz, but we're bringing it back. Ooh. And that's why I didn't give you that outro that you wanted, LaShawn.
Run it back.
All right. I got a last one here. You ready for one more? I'd be surprised if anyone gets it. So we talked about physical activity, wearing sunscreen while outside, walking on treadmills indoors while you're working, eating apples, doing all that stuff. So what's the recommended amount of weekly physical activity for adults according to the Canadian 24-hour movement guidelines? Is it 180 minutes? Is it 150 minutes? Is it 120? Is it 60 minutes?
In one day?
Weekly.
Cumulative. 180. It has to be a lot. 180.
Yeah.
I'd
say 182.
Or 150. Because I think it's 30 minutes per day.
Yeah, that's okay. A good way.
So is it 30 minutes per day times 7? 30 minutes per day times 5?
You
gotta
have a rest day or two, you know? So.
Okay. Final answers,
yeah,
folks.
I'm still going with 180.
It's A or B, but I would go A.
A or B.
Bindra, stick to your guns.
Oh, it's B. I'm going B.
You know what? Yeah, B. I was sticking M and you swayed me.
Yeah. I got it. You so need to get one right.
You what if he's trying one. To sway you again,
no,
though,
No, I'm
Bindra?
Following her. I'm going B.
I'm going A.
The answer is
A.
B.
Oh.
150 minutes. So I believe you can break that up in different days. You don't have to do it all in one shot.
But what constitutes physical activity in adults?
Well, the guidelines talks about everything. So it could be it's moderate activity, light to moderate activity, not necessarily high intensity activity. Okay. So it could mean there's different things that people do. I know like folding laundry, they recommend squatting and stuff if you're able to and doing different things. Essentially turning chores as an opportunity to engage in further physical activity, which is harder said than done, but interesting. Let's end it by talking about briefly what's up for you in 2024.
Oh,
so LaShawn,
what's
going on in 2024? What are you looking forward to? It can be anything.
To be honest, I'm looking forward to walking on this treadmill, eating apples more often, and continue that momentum into 2024.
Do you have any trips in 2024, LaShawn?
No, none planned, but I'll let the people know.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Any career developments?
Career developments? I don't like that stuff. What are you talking about?
Okay. You don't want to talk about that?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. So you're good. No, we're not expecting any hectic LaShawn certifications, new jobs.
You don't let me do those anymore.
Fair enough.
He's like, you've got enough letters behind your name.
Yeah, it's too many. Bindra, 2024 looks like?
Honestly, just getting more active. I feel like 2023 has been less activity for me in terms of just my physical activity. And I want to get back into running. And I want to kind of start things up.
What about Bindra's book club?
That too. I've stopped vlogging and I missed that. So gonna need to find more time for Bindra's book club and Bindra's running club.
Yeah, if you're listening and you wanna inspire
Bindra to join me.
Yeah. She needs some inspiration there, so let her know. Purva.
I don't have too much going on 2024 yet. Just gonna continue dancing. I'm hoping to do some trips next year because I didn't get to do any this year. So that'll be nice. Maybe some career moves. We'll see.
Ooh. Foreshadowing.
But yeah, I think I like to spend the last month reflecting on the year and then the last, and then kind of like January being like, okay, now. Actually, you should be doing the planning in December, but I never do. I end up just doing the reflecting in December and then the planning in Jan. So
okay. It's not too bad.
Okay. And Gordon?
That's solid. I'm kind of with Bindra. I need some more physical activity. So Bindra, going back to you, I feel like for me it's more of a competing priorities thing where I just don't have the bandwidth to do it. Is that the same for you? And you kind of looking to
that's
make,
the same for me. I feel like Or recently I've been prioritizing other things, which should not be the case. You should always prioritize your health, public health. but yeah, just no bandwidth, unfortunately.
So I think all of you guys should join me for a dance class.
So
PHI Dance Club.
PHI Dance Club.
Yeah, I'm not a choreographer. Choreography
type
of homie, though.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm a freestyle.
You're making excuses, Gordon.
Nah, LaShawn, you know I'm a free. I don't like to do a 1-2.
You can learn. It's never too late. Maybe
a 1 and a 2 and a pop.
Maybe 2024 can also be Gordon trying new things.
No. I'll do that if it's a freestyle. Like
no. Don't put any limits on your abilities, Gordon.
Nah, I can't do that.
We don't do that here.
It's very anxiety provoking. The 1 and a 2.
I love choreographed dance more than just freestyle.
So, but you should at least join me for a dance class.
I like
hybrid. So like give me a little one move that I can go back to, but you got to allow me to do the rest, you know?
I want to see Gordon freestyle dance.
You know what I'm saying?
That's on my 2024 bucket list.
I like the foundation. So give me a little 1, 2 and then that's it. But not 1, 2, 3 and then.
This is LaShawn, Gordon, Bindra, and Preva signing out. Have a great holiday season. Peace.
Have a great holiday season, everyone.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
Peace. Happy holidays. Have a great new year as well.
Thank you for listening to the Public Health Insight Podcast, your go-to space for informative conversations, inspiring community action. If you enjoy our podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. See you in the next one.